The wealthiest families in the country provided millions in research funding to scientists in an attempt to prove that social problems were primarily a result of defective genetics. At the prestigious Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory in New York, Harry Laughlin, an animal breeder, directed the Eugenics Record Office. He claimed they could predict who would inherit good or bad traits by using a mathematical formula from Mendel. They were also firm believers in Charles Darwin, who clearly applied his theory of natural selection to human society. Eugenicists saw themselves as agents of evolution, doing their duty to ensure that the fittest Americans survived.
They said, we have to find a way to have people who are more evolved make more babies. We have to find a way to have people who are poor and who have all these diseases and all this bad genetic structure produce less.
Laughlin organized exhibits in communities across the country to educate the public about eugenics. Families underwent detailed physical and mental examinations as they competed to win the prize for the best heredity.